Good evening. Welcome to Mass at the end of this lovely day. A special welcome to Vincentians from St. Albert and other St. Thomas More and other parishes that are here this evening to renew their commitment to the service of the most needy in our communities, walking in the footsteps of this great and humble servant of God. Paul, in his words to the Corinthians tonight, kind of takes them and us back to the beginning. He says, not many of you were wise by human standards, or powerful, or noble birth, but God chose the foolish of the world, the weak of the world, the lowly and despised of the world, to reduce to something or to reduce to nothing those who think that they are something. We came into this world poor. We will leave this world poor. But whilst we are in this world, God gives us the opportunity to become rich in so many ways, in kindness, in welcome, in hospitality, in care, in outreach, in love. These are the ways that we show to one another, and especially to the most vulnerable in our society, that we consider each and every person as a child of God. When we look into the eyes of the abandoned and the forgotten, those dismissed or tossed aside by society and the world, we should see the face of Christ. But I think we often want to see our own face, because then we take on a different mission rather than the mission of Christ. In the opening prayer for tonight's Mass, you heard that St. Vincent de Paul was so powerful in reforming the clergy of his time in Paris in the 1600s, and also the formation and care of the poor. Together with St. Louise de Marillac, he founded the Daughters of Charity, having founded himself what we would call the Vincentian Order today, the Congregation of the Mission. The harvest was indeed rich during Vincent's life, and he was able to gather men and women around him to go out into the harvest and to share God's love with those who are most in need. And how much more today is that work in the harvest of the Lord needed? We might think from Vincent's time to this day, even from the time of Jesus, who we see is surrounded by the poor and the sick, the vulnerable and the forgotten and the abandoned, lie at the heart of his ministry. Because today the poor are still poor. The hungry are still hungry. The naked still need clothing. Men and women need to be liberated and set free. The work of the Lord in caring for the poor goes on and on and on. And with so many pressures in life today, you are seeing in your conferences and the people that you visit and the people that come to our St. Vincent de Paul councils for help and assistance, growing needs as never before. And maybe different needs than ever before, because the pressures of today are so great in people's lives that it just crushes them. And when they fall, or if they fail, they feel that there is no way out. They don't know how to get up again. And the help that you in your councils and us as a church give to them is nothing more than a miracle, because it changes and transforms them. It might be a basket of food. It might be help with utilities. It might be help with something else in their lives. It might be with counseling. It might be with a mental health advocate. It might be something that we have never thought of before. It may well be abuse and the ruination of life. It may be sex trafficking and human trafficking that we come across. Because there is always that evil force out there that wants to destroy the human person. We are trying to raise that person back and give them the dignity of a child of God. Some of you may have heard the story before that Saint Teresa of Calcutta once recounted that she was walking through the streets with a group of her sisters, and she said something drew her attention on the side of the road, and it just looked like a big pile of blankets and rags and mats and the rest. And she said, somehow I began to just peel off one blanket or so after another. And beneath it all was a man whose body had been ravaged by the rats and the animals that roamed there. He was virtually dead. But she said, somehow God gave us the strength, and she and her sisters took the man to their home, to their infirmary. There they laid him out, and they washed him and covered him with a cloth. And soon after that, he died. And someone said to her, mother, why would you go to that trouble for somebody who was virtually dead anyway? She said, but he wasn't dead. But he died with dignity, as was his right as a child of God. We never know the humble act that we undertake, the difference that it can make. St. Vincent de Paul wrote much in his life. This is from one of his writings. It is our duty to prefer the service of the poor to everything else, and to offer such service as quickly as possible. If a needy person requires medicine or other help during our prayer time, do whatever has to be done with peace of mind. Offer the deed to God as your prayer. Do not be upset or feel guilty because you interrupted your prayer to serve the poor. God is not neglected if you leave him for such service. One of God's works is merely interrupted so that another can be carried out. So when you leave prayer to serve someone who is poor, remember that this very service is performed for God. Charity is certainly greater than any rule. Moreover, all rules must lead to charity. Since she is a noble mistress, we must do whatever she commands. With renewed devotion, then, we must serve the poor, especially outcasts and beggars. They have been given to us as our masters and patrons. God is not neglected if you leave him to serve the poor. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few.